It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look today, but I can't see her because Monica, well, you didn't make it over today because of the weather, Monica.
Yes. Yep. You know, we thought we were going to have Paul come over too, but then why make Paul go out in the bad weather too? So we're staying put, and we're like the song says.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done Fashionista Friday over the phone before. You're always in the studio, or I'm always over your place. So, kind of something new today.
Well, you know, this is something new, and this is good because what we're doing today is something really special to my heart. Since Valentine's is coming, I'm wanting to keep everything going in memory of my mama. So we're spreading the love.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us what's happening at Monica's then today and the next couple of weeks.
So we're going to try to cheer up the winter days. I know for a lot of people it's longer days, but it's also days we can make use of our time. And so I wore a heart sweater today, and I did put it in on Facebook of myself without my face because I think people see me so much. So I just put it of my body with my heart sweater, and what I'd like to do is what I am working on in my store is doing what my customers have been asking me forever to do. So what I did is I put up 54 pictures on, like I did a virtual tour of my store, plus what I'm doing over the weekend because of the bad weather is I'm spreading the love through my boots, my cardigans and sweaters and coats. So I'm going to be posting pictures all weekend long of all these things. And if you can't make it in, or let's say you can, or you want me to deliver within city limits, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend is the perfect time to relook at your wardrobe because, you know, people at this time of the year think, do I want to buy a cardigan sweater now or should I wait till next year? Don't wait. Why? Because if you pick a specific sweater that you love, it is the most wonderful thing, like this heart sweater I got in the beginning of the season and haven't worn it much, except for my birthday. You have something beautiful and fun to wear, and it's not old and icky looking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I'm doing for this weekend. And also, I want to remind all the guys out there for Valentine's Day, if you purchase a certificate, I will wrap up a scarf to go with your gift certificate.
Well, you did that for the holiday season, and you're going to continue to do that, huh?
Well, I think it sounds, if for Valentine's, we're spreading the love, why not?
You're right.
And, you know, my mom would say that a lot, and I didn't even realize that, but my brother would always say, our mom would say, why not a lot, or so beautiful, so I'm just trying to carry on the tradition of my mama.
Right. Well, Monica,
and she loved to give.
Yep, she did. She loved to give, and so do you. So, I'm on Facebook right now looking at Monica's Apparel and Accessories Facebook page, and you did post 59 pictures of a lot of different apparel. And, I like to talk about a few of them. Talk about the jean jacket one that you took with the white garment underneath and the statement necklace around the jean jacket.
Oh, you've done your math. Okay, so you're talking about the white jean jacket with the black and white striped top underneath, or actual denim jacket?
The actual denim jacket with the white shirt underneath with the silver necklace. That was pretty cool. That's sharp looking.
Oh, so you know how many pictures I post. So was it with a grouping or was?
Yeah, it was a grouping. Yep. Just a regular jean jacket. Yep.
Oh, yes. That's for my vacation room. Good job, Paul. My gosh, you do a good job. This is in my vacation room, and this is a hot pick. Because the jean jacket not only is cute, but it's a three-quarter sleeve. And it has a white and blue thermal top underneath with a statement fun silver necklace. Now, this is in my vacation room because when you travel in style at Monica's, you can throw this on, and I happen to have a pair of ankle jeans with it with a plaid cuff. That is just the perfect outfit for traveling. just for going out on date night, but this is not only cute over a top, it's cute over a dress, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like some women in the summertime, they don't want to show their arms. That jean jacket, hey, I couldn't have picked a better one myself to talk about. That one is amazing.
Yep, it looks great, too, that's for sure. What?
Yeah.
Well, with the weather the way it is, what would you suggest for blizzard wearing, or wear some clothes
okay.
during a blizzard?
Okay, so I love this. Here's what, thank you, Paul. I think Mama is working through you today, because you know what she absolutely loves? If there was a good blizzard, she made sure we all had something really, really warm to wear. Like, not only just put on your coat, but make sure you're warm underneath. Hat, gloves, and I got more in.
So layer up.
And you'll see in the, layer up. So do you see in the pictures, I have a red and black plaid. Red and black. Gosh, Monica, you have a shade just walking around my store. I'm out of breath. Holy cow. It's not that big of a store. So it's red and black plaid. Stocking cap with a fur top, but not only does it look like a cute hat, but it has like a thick extra lining. And I'm so glad you brought this up, because I have beautiful Smart Tips gloves that just came back in that you can still text, but not when you're driving. But like, my daughter's a realtor, and it's so handy if you're trying to get in or call somebody outside, you can just use those gloves. And my thing also this weekend is I'm going to put some helpful tips in there for the winter. Please, it's not only to be worn to be cute, you know, worn to be warm, but it's worn to be, it's in style, you guys. Hats, gloves, mittens, they're all in style. So the young people do come in here and try to get a warm scarf or a hat. And I'm encouraging parents to make sure that their kids have the proper attire, because you go outside in this weather, it's fabulous if you've got the proper things to wear.
Right. And you have the proper things to wear over at Monica's, don't you?
Oh, my goodness. So we still, that's what I'm promoting, my coat. And then this furs right now. Furs are huge. Fur coats are huge. So whenever I do people's wardrobes, I never let them get rid of their furs. Keep them, I said. Keep them. You never know if they fit. Keep them. And I have a statement one right in front when you walk in my door of an animal print brown fur. It is super cute, super cozy, paired up with a cream-colored turtleneck and then a statement necklace and bead. And that's simply beautiful. And to throw on a fur and embrace this weather, and as I'm looking outside, it's back. It's snowing in Dolphin.
It is. Okay.
Yes, it is. It just started.
Okay, and then with the wind, not going to be pleasant out there for sure.
No, and...
Go ahead.
And another thing I had to bring up, too, is this weekend, I'm going to catch up on what my customers have been asking for. So let's say I have one-of-a-kind things. I'm going to reorganize everything that's one-of-a-kind things and size them into areas of sizes. But yet I want to still keep the look that I have in my store, because I planned this to have all the slat wall so I'd have more people, more room for people to walk around and stuff. So I'm busily going to be working on that. Plus, I'm going to have a whole room of denim. Everything that's denim is going to be back in my vacation room for January and February and March. It's just easier. When people are trying to try on jeans, it's handy to have them right by the dressing room.
I like that idea, all denim room. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I have good intentions, and I try my best, but I am a one-person show. But I have an envision last night when I was laying in bed. I thought, oh, my gosh, how cool would that be, an all denim room? And then anybody that's looking for a jean jacket or a pair of jeans or capris or shorts or anything denim, they can go into my denim room and find what they need. And, of course, I'll assist. But how fun. I just want to get more. I want it to be more theme-orientated. And so I'm trying to put all the black and white items together and and like all the animal print things together. And those I can't keep in stock. And everybody out there that's listening should buy something with animal print on.
Okay.
Because here's a tip for you. Next year it's going to be hot also. And so is the plaid going to be really big again next year.
Okay. Talk about some of the boots. Talk about some of the boots you have posted there.
Okay. Okay. So that's what I'm going to do. Like this little blingy boot you see in this little 3/4 size boot. It is so cute with jeans. It's so cute with a dress. I am going to organize to see what sizes I have left. So you'll be seeing from me. So look out. You can unfriend me if you want, but this is just a friendly little tip. I'm going to show the picture of the boot, and it runs through the size, because I have several pair of this brand, and I will post the size with it. And then you message me, love it, a little red heart, or love, and then I will put your name on it and save it. If it's local, I can deliver it to you. God willing, I can move. But otherwise, I'll keep it here for you for the next day that you can come out. And I do that a lot. People will say, hey, can you keep this till I get back from Arizona or Florida or wherever. And I want to keep my customers happy, and I so appreciate all the business that I got in 2019, and I'm looking forward to 2020.
Talk about some of the handbags you have in your store there.
Sizes. Did you see the new one that I just got in? It was probably in picture 10 or 15. It is a caramel-colored handbag. And it's that caramely tan color that we like, Paul, from the 70s. And it's a shoulder bag. I'm putting it on my shoulder as we speak because I make sure the purse is comfortable on the shoulder. And it has a zipper inside and a zipper on the outside, which is handy for a ticket. So if you're traveling, it's really smart. And this is another travel tip. Do not open your purse when you travel. If you have to just get out a little cash or something, or just a little something, keep it in the side pocket. Because sometimes you don't want everybody to see everything that's going on in that purse.
Right. What I've noticed about your handbags in your store, Monica, you have a lot of different sizes, some pretty good sizes and some small handbags.
Yes, I do. And I have some like the really little, it's called like a wristlet purse, or you could put it over your shoulder, but it's like almost like what you would call a wallet size, and they're all leather, and I'm looking at a black one right now where you can turn it into a wristlet or put it on your shoulder, and that's great for travel because you can take that regular purse that I was telling you about for going to your destination. Then when you're running all over, you just put a few things in this little hand purse that you need for the day. That way, if something happens, you don't lose your whole life in your purse.
Right.
Okay, well, we've got about a minute left here, Monica. Why don't you tell us when your hours are and any specials you're running?
Okay, so I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And right now, if you come in between now and February 14th, I'm going to put you in my love, spreading the love package, where I'm going to give a bunch of little things in a basket to give to a special customer for spreading the love. So come on into Monica's. You're going to be surprised how awesome it looks in here. As long as, God willing, I can keep at it. But the way the weather looks, I think I'll be inside doing a lot of stuff.
That's right. And just a reminder, Valentine's Day is around the corner here. So, guys, if you're listening, Monica, you get a gift certificate. Get a gift certificate from Monica's, and she'll throw in a scarf, right?
Yeah, and it'll be a fun one too. And I try to personalize it towards the person that I try to do a good job on that.
Yeah.
And this weekend is going to be a great weekend for you to check out your closets and see what you need or spruce up something, because I want to let everybody know, you know, I do wardrobes and people's personal things. We can talk about that more at a later date. But what I do want you to remember is when you're buying something at Monica's, you're investing in yourself, and that is huge.
That's right, and you're shopping local. That's the main thing, too, right?
shopping local, and when you invest in yourself, like Mama said, if you look good, you feel good, and I believe it.
All right. Thanks, Monica. Boy, this is really different without you having in the studio this morning.
And we're blessed to have everyone, and let's spread the love, and if everybody out there is listening, let's bake a pie in memory of Mama today.
Okay.
Apple or cherry.
All right. Sounds
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Monica.
Bye.
That's Monica.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Monica Bothan with Fashionista Fridays.